This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin held their first formal summit Monday in Helsinki, Finland. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Putin said their private talks were frank and businesslike, but
I think we can call it a success and a very fruitful round of negotiations.
He said the bilateral relationship is going through a complicated stage, but said the impediments to better ties have no solid reason behind it. Mr. Trump described the talks as direct, open, and productive.
The disagreements between our two countries are well known, and President Putin and I discussed them at length. But if we're going to solve many of the problems facing our world, then we're going to have to find ways to cooperate in pursuit of shared interests.
They discussed arms control in Syria. Little was said about Russia's annexation of Crimea. Mr. Trump said both countries were at fault for their poor state of relations. He took aim at the lengthy U.S. investigation into allegations of collusion between Russia and Mr. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it.
Mr. Putin stood firm. Russia had no involvement in the U.S. election.
And I had to reiterate things I said several times, including during our personal contacts, that the Russian state has never interfered and is not going to interfere into internal American affairs, including election process.
Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson said he thought Mr. Trump was acting in the interest of his Russian counterpart.
This just confounds me, and I think the president is going to have to backtrack on this.
He called the president's statement bewildering. Dozens of Nigerian soldiers are dead, wounded, or missing following two separate attacks by suspected Boko Haram insurgents in Yobe State and neighboring Borno State. This is VOA News. Syrian state media Monday said pro-government forces have taken control of a strategic hill overlooking the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights as it seizes the remnants of rebel-held territory. The Al-Hara Hill had been a key part of Syria's defenses against Israel before the civil war. American University professor emeritus Russell Stone said this is alarming to Israel.
Not so much because of the Syrian army's role. Israel has resigned to the fact that the Syrian army and the Syrian Assad Syrian government is going to reassert control over all of Syria. It's the concern with the allies, namely Iran and Hezbollah, the Shiite military group from Lebanon, that Israel is very concerned not to have, not only not in the border area, but not in Syria altogether.
Israel has threatened a harsh response if Syrian forces deploy in the so-called UN Disengagement Observer Force zone just a few kilometers away. Israeli warplanes Monday hit two Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip in response to the launching of balloons over southern Israel that carry firebombs and that have burned farmland. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited the region after the two sides exchanged airstrikes and rocketed mortar fire Saturday. The situation eased following an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire. British Prime Minister Theresa May Monday won a series of votes in Parliament, bolstering her plan for divorce from the European Union called Brexit. But to do so, her government accepted four amendments to a customs bill from lawmakers who want a complete break from Brussels.
The ayes to the right, 305. The noes to the left, 302.
The measure, which goes to the upper house, prevents Britain from collecting tariffs on behalf of EU nations unless the EU does the same for Britain. Hundreds of migrants aboard two EU Border Patrol ships disembarked in Sicily Monday following an agreement between Italy's new populist government and the other EU member states to take some of the migrants. The ships were prevented from docking for 2 days until Rome reached its agreement with Portugal, Spain, and Germany on so-called migrant sharing. Eritrea reopened its embassy in Ethiopia Monday, the latest sign of improved ties between the two former Horn of Africa enemies. Both leaders, Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki, were on hand for the ceremony in Addis Ababa. U.S. stocks were mixed in Monday trading, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 45 points to 25,064. Oil prices slumped as Libyan ports reopened for business. U.S. retail sales rose a solid 0.5% in June, setting the stage for strong second quarter growth. I'm Victor Beatty.